Hey, Jesse. Yeah, my name is Steve Littleton. I'm calling from Southern California. I was covering a rally last week down here in Southern California, William Clark, and it turned out to be about 3,000 people showed up. It was kind of a really busy. Anyway, there was a church from up your way called People's Temple Church. And I plan on doing an article that I want to do a story and kind of discuss it with 3,000 people protest anyway.
You'll be fascinated by the Reverend Jim Jones.
Reverend Jim Jones, yes, I spoke with him a little while ago. Could you give me another point of view, please?
Well, I honestly don't have anything bad to say about the guy.
What do you know about him?
I know very little. Let's see, I think he started out in San Jose, if I'm not mistaken, and
San Jose. And is that where his home church is now, is in San Jose?
I don't believe so. I think his home church is here in the city. I tell you, I don't know that much about him, and I don't know that there's anyone here who is that familiar with it. I would suggest very strongly that your best bet would be to try to get into the Examiner or the Chronicle files, because they have done all kinds of stories on him.
I see. Okay, is nobody there at the city? Is any other media source, any other source in the city you might be referring to get them? I talked to him for a little while. He seemed to be there. They took him out of there. He could get to where I was going to do something with me, I just mentioned the 3,000 platform. I went around the crowd, everybody heard the church, and I can't differentiate a church from an article. I'm trying to get some background. Is there anybody else you would be referring to in my notes?
No, I really, that's the best I can do.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Paul Jesse.
Paul Jesse?
Jesse, J-E-S-K-E.
J-E-S-K-E. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Hello. Mr. Dawson.
Jamie Dawson?
Yes.
Just a moment. Can I ask you something, please?
Reverend Jones.
Okay, I'll go up and get him. Just hang on.
Thank you.
It's heavy when you've got a place like this where people come from every quarter to be here.
to everyone here at our free legal services, our free medical facilities, every one of our phones. I'll post it. Give any kind of message if you'd like me to give some messages or anything I could.
I'd just like to talk to her, you know. I did a rather stupid thing because I was under a lot of pain and pressure.
Is your growth inoperable?
Yes. Oh, well.
Are they giving any treatment for it?
Well, that's rather impossible for me to receive.
Is it malignant, it's an actual malignancy?
Yeah. But my past has caught up with me. I know, it'd be really hard to explain what's going on at any rate, but...
I certainly wouldn't want to probe your past at all. I am concerned, though, that medically, you've gone to several people and they said there's no hope.
Yes.
How old are you, sir?
35.
How long have you had this, pregnancy?
2 years, that I know of. 2 years since But...
They are doing some things.
Also...
Every angle on this thing.
Well, it's really not that important as far as that's concerned. Also, you know Jane's brother. Jane's brother.
Yes. I haven't seen him for nearly 2 years, I guess.
You're all right. No. He's in psychiatric ward.
Chuck, yes. You know, he's back in the psychiatric.
Right. Now, I have been getting some letters here since I don't know how. Know where Jane's at. I have been looking, opening them from her brother. Now, Jane has explained to me some of the things you're in, too, you know. And I've been in some of the same things, only, different groups, like with an SDS. He is, I don't know if he knows anything that can cause you trouble or not, but he is rapping too much,
I don't know. We're not involved in the activism of that sort. Is she going to the Weatherman or SDS?
Jane, no. But her brother is.
If he's talking that way, he sure didn't get the bus.
Yeah, well, he's talking that way. So I hope it's that way.
What's he talking about?
I don't really know. He just keeps sending letters. They're making me talk, telling him about the group and all this kind of thing. I really don't know what it is, Jim. But, I don't know if...
He's always been... He gets very bizarre, and he's very, very repressed.
That's what Jane said. She said one day he thinks he's that awful, and the next day he thinks he's Humphrey Bogart or something like that.
Yes, it's a tragedy. Very brilliant mind, extremely brilliant.
Yeah, well...
Well, I imagine they would ask him about his associations, but if he's anything about violence, he didn't get it from us.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I just thought I'd let you know what was happening, because it's better to know than...
There may be inquiries of these attributing things to us. This is the age of which everyone believes what they want to believe.
We run a youth hospital here, and we take a lot of free cases, and we are not a church-affiliated group. We're just,
you don't have to be to do good, sir.
Yeah, but we have been trying. They've tried to shut us down with narcs.
Who's trying to shut you down?
Oh, we've been trying to shut down by the city and the federal.
Where are you located?
171 Margaret.
What's the name of the house?
Agape.
Margaret? You said 171 Market?
Yes. Margaret. Not Market.
Margaret. It's called what?
The Agape. A-G-A-P-A-E. Guild. It's a student youth hospital, is what it's called.
Our form goes out. If you could give me a brochure, and we'd be happy to put it in the form.
Oh, fine.
City's trying to close you?
Oh, well, we've been trying to be closed by a lot of people. We're not state, we're not locally funded, we're just funded by ourselves, and you know how that is.
That's right.
We've been accused of running everything from a brothel to a dope house here.
Oh, well, that's a typical innuendo
and rumor.
But we'll be glad to mention you in the form, and usually when we mention something, everyone has told us they get some donations.
Well, we can't take donations because we tried for non-profit.
No one can give you any money?
No, I'm taking all this tax.
I don't know. maybe a little liberal, too liberal or left for them. This is to be expected, but if they give you any hassle, don't hesitate to call. We'll do what we can. I'm so sorry that Chuck's back in the mental ward.
Yeah, he's in a lockup ward.
Lockup?
Yeah, but, well, you know,
that's all he had. He's been gone for a long while. He may have had some other associations. If he's into violence, Drake, we,
No, he's not into violence. He's just into, like I say, James explained a lot of things to me about your group, and it sounds like a beautiful thing. I really think you're doing a lot of good.
You mean our utopian, our utopian views, is that what you mean?
Yeah, and your group in South America, the one up in...
Ah, yes, yes.
Yes, the one up in, around Utah, I believe it is.
No, we're not there anymore.
Oh, you're not?
Too heavy.
Yeah, well, we're planning to buy a place up there ourselves.
Oh, my friend, what for?
Oh, well, I'm a mountain man. I have friends up there.
There's so much bigotry up there.
Yeah.
Wish you luck.
Oh, well, we can handle bigotry. Handle it all for a long time.
We had so much violence. We had some too much violence. They don't want to try to shut you down. We get along all right with the established interest, but there's so abominably much bigotry on the part of many of the citizens. It just got difficult. So we don't have very many members. And we have members there, and we have children's home, but our large membership is here. We have a children's home, but we'd like to transfer it closer to the bay.
I feel like I know you so well. I've had your picture in my bedroom for over a year. Yours and Lennon. You know you resemble each other.
Oh,
yes, you do. But it is, you do have a brilliant mind, my friend.
Well, you had a very good companion.
Yes, I know.
Sorry.
She is a beautiful lady.
I'm so sorry that you split up. I would think that she physical problem.
Well, it wasn't that. It was me. I told her I had to leave at the time, and I thought I really did because I was at the point where I was ready to blow it, I had so much pain that I just couldn't handle it anymore,
Are they giving you anything to relieve that pain?
Yeah. I'm taking some medicine now to relieve it, but, I blew it with Jane, and she called here, and I wasn't here. The guy that owned the place took the call, and he said she really sounded depressed and lonely,
I always felt that she could be suicidal. That's what worried me.
That's what worries me, too. It really does. I'm really scared about that, because she was suicidal when she came here, and I met her.
I thought she was.
She was suicidal, and she was also starting to go to the lesbian bars and that sort of thing,
Sure. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, with, it's... grasping at straws, trying to figure out something.
Sure. It's a lonely world out there at best, even when you have good health, and I know the frustration you must feel, and I would think she would understand that if she stops to think that anyone that has a pressure on the brain from some kind of growth, that there would just be certain times when you would not be yourself.
But she was, we left San Francisco because she was, felt so much like a traitor to the group. We did. She met some kid at the library that she used to counsel. And she says, "How could I?" She says, "I met him. She says, how could I show him that I was happy and content when I had left the group?" She says, she cried that night, half the night, because of this. She feels so strongly towards the group.
Well, one time I met her someplace at a restaurant, and just about some of the members were going to. Hope to meet her there, reassure her, and let her know
that
I loved her. No, it was here. No, I don't have anybody in Denver.
Met two guys in Denver from the church.
You did?
Ex-guys from Denver from the church. I don't remember his name, but he was a short, blonde-haired dude, dressed kind of snappy. Jane said when he was 18.
Wise, would be wise.
Might be. He was all ready to set us up in all kinds of goodies,
Yeah, well, watch him. He is a danger.
Yeah, well, I...
Jane would not know him. He left here. He was undoubtedly an agent of the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Glad you didn't do any harm to him.
Yeah. But she loves that group so much, and that
that is her life, you know. And I told her, I said, you know,
but you tell her she's ever contact you, you and her, you're always welcome. She didn't have to get back into, see, she's one of our hardest workers, and that's why I got to her.
She worked
extremely hard. She counseled, and she helped people with their finances, and she did anything and everything that anyone would ever ask her to do. But she's a very gentle, pacifistic soul. I really hated to lose her, but we understood the pressure. We understood.
Yeah, well, she took your car, and that was something she was very upset about, yeah.
Well, we did bother about that.
Did you get her back to
you? I don't know. I don't think we did, no.
Well, they came and got her from here.
Who came and got her?
The police.
Police came and got her?
Yeah.
We never even put out a notice about it being lost.
The police came and got her.
Because we didn't even mention it being lost. So, how would they do that? But we wouldn't do that to her, being that she had the car. We never even put out a notice it was lost.
We changed
the registration. The secretary just telling me we changed the registration to her name. I don't know how they could have come and got it. Did we formally? I thought we changed the registration. She thinks we changed the registration to her name so she wouldn't feel any problem with the car.
Like I said,
took the car? I wonder why they took the car.
The police came and got it. We were afraid to question it because I hit her that night. I thought
the police came to get the car?
Yeah, the police came to get it. They spotted the license plate and came to get the car.
And
they were looking. They came
to
the house looking for Jane Munchman. Oh, well.
Somebody came by here looking for Jane Munchman, too. It was over a year ago, though. How long ago was that?
It was about a year ago.
Yeah. What, did she do anything with the car, do you think? Or any possibility somebody else used the car, what do you think?
No, there was.
Because we know
she was in an anti-money group. When I met her, she was working with an anti-money group, and I know they didn't use cars for anything.
I know.
But we worked with them for a while.
I don't have the slightest idea. She never did a thing. She was always above the law. I never knew her to do anything that would be illegal, and we never even reported the car. I don't recall. Someone owned the car here in the church, but we got them to, as I recall, to sign that car over to her because she never. You would find that she might think that you know that she was in the car didn't belong to her, and she might be afraid that it wouldn't belong to her. And we hope that maybe she'd check when she got her plates or something and see that it did indeed belong to her. So I don't know.
Well, that could be explained in other different ways, you know, but like I say, she loves that group so much, and she feels like such a traitor, and then I didn't help matters any when we left, when I left her, you know, but I can't really explain why I did. I don't even know myself, although I know I do love her deeply, you know.
I can appreciate that.
But also, I was scared.
We're glad for her to have love. She needs love.
She needs that group too. She needs something to believe in and something to work for. She's that kind of person. She's
right.
Not a person that could just drift through life making money or, you know.
No. She's not. She has to have an altruistic cause.
Yeah.
And she said she was working with some other group in a letter or something. That's all. I never have had physical contact, but she said she was working with another group, so it may have been the Anti-Mooney group. I don't recall what the letter said, but she expressed her sorrow for leaving and so forth, but we had no hard feelings towards her because she was a good person when she was here, and I know that for a fact. No one ever had any complaint about her.
Well, if you can send out your prayers or whatever to contact her.
I certainly will.
I know your mind has tremendous powers, and I think probably if there's anyone in the whole world that can reach her, it'll be you.
I will certainly make any effort and every effort. The last you knew, she was going towards Houston.
Yeah.
Did she have any contacts? Do you know of any contacts there?
No. She worked as a welder for...
Yeah.
I imagine she's working as a welder there. Myself, if I don't hear from her shortly, I'm going to Houston, trying to find her some way.
Well, that's good. But keep me posted, will you? Is it Jim?
Yeah. Right. Well, they call me Doc.
So, well, keep me posted about her because... Of all the people who've ever left this church, and not been many, but she was the most loved by everyone. No one has any hard feelings towards her. We would do anything we could to help her.
Thank you.
If you get to her before I do, anyway with assurance, you would tell her that just we're her friends and she doesn't have to feel that way. She doesn't have to feel like a traitor because if you're helping people, you can help people in this church, you can help them outside of this church. There are all sorts of ways you can help people.
I'd like to come to your services one night.
Be happy to have you.
What night do you have them?
They vary every other week. I'm going to now, I'll be gone for 30 days to the agriculture mission. Fight a little bit that we have, as you know.
One summer.
Yeah. So I'll be gone for a good long period of time. But if you will call back, so I can't tell the exact time, if you call back around, actually the 15th of next month.
Okay.
Not December, January. Around the 15th of January. I think I'm due back around that time. I'm going to be speaking at various cities where we have our churches, and then I go on over to the agriculture mission. We got a reception there with several different community leaders here, and I'm going to help with some of the work there. I need a diversion to do some physical work instead of all this mental pressure.
Yeah. As I say, I feel like I know you from all I've heard about you for a year.
Well, if she lived with you for a year, you must be a nice person because she was a nice person.
Beautiful lady.
She really is. I'm so sorry that her at difficult because I was deeply desirous that she'd find happiness. I knew how much of a loner she was, and it was a compliment to you that she found the relationship because I was afraid she might not find anything meaningful to her.
Well, let's hope she gets in contact with one of the other.
Yes, we'll contact you immediately. And I'll post all of our secretaries to say that you're trying to reach her and that you love her very much and would appreciate if she